This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, self-grooming. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of self-grooming in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam gives importance to the purification, and one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and He has given us the material aspect of the life and the spiritual aspect is that we need to purify ourselves in order to reach the perfection. And this purification is in everywhere, even in the food, in eating, in talking, in clothing. So purification is very important. And that's why we see the very first thing that we can say it is the one of the most important things to have the self-grooming or self-adornment is to have wudu and ghusl. This wudu that we do every day before the daily prayer, it is said, it is recommended to be in the state of wudu. Being in the state of wudu means that when I'm the whole day in the state of wudu, I'm not performing impurified things. And I am going towards the purification. I want to keep myself neat and clean. On the other hand, there is ghusl as well. For example, the ghusl or the bath for the day of Jum'ah or the other days. For example, Eid day, there are special, we can say, instructions about this bath. So being neat and clean and being in the state of wudu is very important. And also we know that even it is said that if a person sleeps in the night and before sleeping he performs the wudu, he has spent his whole night in praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of self-grooming in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the very first thing in Islamic lifestyle we see in order to have self-adornment or self-grooming is to be in the state of wudu and to perform ghusl. And there are many things like which is said about the ghusl. There are different types of it, so we need to know about that. The second thing that we can talk about is to have the neat and clean clothing. We need to have neat and clean clothes, and recommended is that we need to have the white or the green color, for example, or the use the light color clothing, and they should be neat. It is not necessary to have new clothes every time, obviously. We need to put on neat and clean clothes, and you can see the difference that the people who have neat and clean clothing compared to those who do not have this, there is a big difference. And even if a person who says, for example, I only have one piece of cloth or two pieces of clothes to wear on, then it is important for him to take care of the clothes and to keep them neat and clean and to change them on time so that they don't get so dirty. So it is important in the Islamic lifestyle that when we talk about the self-adornment, we should look good, look neat and clean, inshallah. The third thing is to use a good perfume. And the last is to use the mirror. Now, we know that we use the mirror and we adorn ourselves. So this is also recommended by Islam to keep looking at the mirror, adorn yourself, make right your hairs, and look at yourself, how you look. And on top of that, use the good perfume so that people do not run away because of the bad smell sometimes we have. Rather, they don't feel bad about you when they're sitting next to you, when they're talking to you. And that's why brushing teeth are also recommended so much in Islam. Why? Because when we talk, our mouth should not smell bad. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.